My dear advisor, this is nothing against you, but this conversation displeases me. Well, I'd much rather be discussing the plans for obtaining a new creature to play with me. What is the status on that, by the way? But I guess rules are rules. I need to focus on the now. We can discuss that later. Just tell them that they've crossed me again. I don't know. Pour molten silver down their throats or something. I already did that. How about this? Make them stay in downtown Orlando in the human realm for a while. That should make them suffer. They'll think twice before disobeying me again. Now, what's this all about? These guards have been waiting here this entire time. Oh. Well, what do we have here now? Guards, why have you brought this person into my castle? I've never seen your face around here before. They're offering their services to me? How amusing. Looking at your... well, everything. I don't think you can do much for me. Other than make me laugh. But I have plenty of jesters, so... oh, this one doesn't have manners. Speaking out of line, brave fool. Interesting, though. Guards, bring them closer to me. I'll have to give a proper inspection of this subject. Not so bad, not so bad. Nice looking mouth. You know what? This one may do nicely. I will have them. That will be all. Leave us. You too, my advisor. I don't think I have anything to worry about with a lesser creature like this. Now, on to you. It seems that news has spread that I'm looking for a new toy. Well, in this case, more of a slave, but a toy also works. So tell me, what is it that you can truly offer me? Why, yes. You have proven that you can make me laugh. But what else can you offer me? I have an assortment of servants that can do the same things you could probably offer. I have maids and butlers, groundkeepers, a whole army to maintain my hellhounds in this castle. You're going to have to offer me something more than just being a pretty face. Ah, look at you. You're right. I am judging you just by looks, so now's your chance to show me why I shouldn't do that. Keep wasting my time like this, and I'll send you to Orlando too. Oh, well, look at you. You do have manners after all. Finally, you bow down to me. What's that in your hand? Is that a collar? And what do you plan to do with that? Put it around your neck and submit to me? That's really cute. Come closer. While I do understand the reason why you would offer me such a thing, I have something special in mind for you. A special type of collar, one that you can't take off. So put that collar away. Good, good. Now, before I do this, you do understand what it means to be my personal pet, right? My toy, my slave, my property. Let's just make sure about that, shall we? You can never leave my side without my permission. You can never leave the castle grounds, or this collar will emit an electric shock. I promise you that it's very painful. Whenever I desire your service, you will be ready and willing. Most importantly, you will follow every command I give. If I tell you to be a footstool, you will get on your hands and knees. If I tell you to sing, you will sing. Even if I tell you to do something embarrassing and humiliating, like stripping down and streaking throughout the castle corridors, you will streak. After all, you wouldn't want to see me get mad. I might just have to take it out on you. You're biting your lip. Do I have a cute masochist in my presence? You might be a gift sent from Lucifer himself. I've never had a slave that was from a unisex species before either. We will have fun. Speaking of which, I love to have a slave that shows off their assets. I'll have to get a custom uniform designed for you. Something that fits your body well. Just the thought brings me joy. I've been having such a hard day. You know how annoying people can be. But you are a breath of fresh air. As fresh as it can get around here. Now, I'm curious. What else do you like? I see that you're a masochist, but what else really gets you going? Really? Anything? I have a hard time believing that. I have met with so many people that claim this, but as soon as I pull out something special for them to use, oh, they always back down. Some people will say anything to fit in. You better not be one of those people. It would be very, very unwise to lie to me. Do not worry about this now. All you need to focus on is giving me satisfaction. So, I've had a long and stressful day. And you've appeared at the right time. So get on your knees. You seem a little hesitant. Are you disobeying me? Wrong move. What a nice neck you have. Your moaning is absolutely to die for, sweetheart. You act like you're touch-starved, are you? I can appreciate that you want to do things the hard way oh so soon. You will get exactly what you're looking for. Head down now. Lift up my dress. Tell me, what do you see? Yes, you see my underwear. Now push that to the side and tell me what you see. Yes, you see my pussy. My unlicked pussy. It's been a while. So, that's your first task. Get to it. Don't look at me like that. You know what happens if you don't do this. Orlando, or satisfying your queen. That's what I thought. You're so delicate with your movements. How is that even possible when you have such a big, long tongue? Why are you looking up at me? Never seen a woman play with her tits before. You know, they're quite sensitive. I'll let you have a feel when the time's right. But you need to pay attention to what is in front of you. You've only just started and you have me sounding like this. Shows you that my nipples aren't the only place that I'm sensitive. You don't have to be so sensitive like that to me. Here, let me just grab your head and show you exactly how much of you I need. There you go. That's good. That's so much better. I know I don't hear you complaining about me grinding my pussy in your face. You know, you wouldn't dare complain, though, would you? Truly a gift from Satan below. I know I don't feel your hands on me. Hands on the floor, knees to the floor. Only your mouth may touch me. And only my thighs may smother you. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm so happy I told my advisor to leave. But I'm not opposed to having an audience. And from what you've told me, apparently you're not either. Maybe that'll be what we do next, huh? Let's fuck in public. Yeah. Just like that. Hey, have you ever had someone squirt on your face before? Well, you're fucking about to. Keep going, don't fucking stop. I'm gonna squirt. I'm coming. Fuck you. Oh.
Not bad, one bit. Oh, my,
that was pretty quick. I did say it's been a while. Oh, you just have a really special tongue. Anyway, your face is a fucking mess. And so is the ground below you. Time for your next task. Clean up this mess. Don't get up. You have the perfect item required to clean this. Use your tongue.